This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India has called upon Bangladesh to take all steps for the protection of the minorities. Addressing the media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India's position on the matter is clear, that the interim government must live up to its responsibility of protecting all minorities. The spokesperson expressed concern at the surge of extremist rhetoric, increasing incidents of violence and provocation. On the arrest of Chinmoy Krishna Das, Mr. Jaiswal noted that legal processes are underway. Replying to a question on US prosecutors charging an Indian businessman of bribery, the spokesperson said this is a legal matter involving private firms and individuals and the US Department of Justice. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today arrived in Bhubaneswar on a three-day visit to Odisha. The Prime Minister will attend the Director Generals and Inspector Generals of Police conference being held in Bhubaneswar. The conference was inaugurated by Union Home Minister Amit Shah today. Upon arrival in Bhubaneswar, the Prime Minister addressed a public meeting near the Biju Patnaik International Airport. He said today the BJP government at the centre is giving much priority to the pride of Odisha. Mr. Modi said, as soon as BJP's government was formed in Odisha, many big steps like Subhadra Yojana have been taken up for the mothers and sisters of the state. He said the scheme will become the identity of women empowerment. The Prime Minister accused the opposition parties for stalling the pace of progress. Mr. Modi said the victory of BJP in the state elections of Haryana, Maharashtra, after the party's resounding victory in Odisha, is a reflection of people's faith in the policies and schemes of his government. Union ministers Joel Oram, Dharmendra Pradhan, Ashwini Vaishnav and many other senior party leaders were present at the meeting. The Prime Minister also held a roadshow from the airport to the Raj Bhavan. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the All India Conference of Director Generals and Inspector Generals of Police at Bhubaneswar in Odisha this afternoon. The three-day conference is being held to provide an interactive platform for senior police professionals and security administrators in the country to discuss and debate diverse national security-related issues. The conference focuses on key aspects of national security, including counter-terrorism, left-wing extremism, coastal security, new criminal laws and narcotics, among others. The President's Police Medal for Distinguished Service will also be awarded during the meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the conference from tomorrow. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Principal Secretary to Prime Minister P.K. Mishra are among the key dignitaries attending the conference. Deputy Chairman of the Rajya Sabha Harivansh has said that India is now leading from the front to deal with the challenges the world is facing. He said the country has moved from being just a participant to a key stakeholder in all multilateral platforms. He was delivering the Dr. Rajendra Prasad Memorial Lecture 2024 organized by Akashvani in New Delhi today. The theme of the lecture was Vaishvik Kshitij Par Bharat Ki Bharti Bhumika. The deputy chairman said, following the ideals of leaders like Dr. Rajendra Prasad, India is known as a global leader across the world today and has also become the voice of Global South. The deputy chairman also highlighted the contribution made by India's first president and Bharat Ratna Dr. Rajendra Prasad in the development of the country. Prasar Bharati Chief Executive Officer Gaurav Dwivedi highlighted the role of Akashvani, saying that since its inception, Akashvani has become the voice of the nation. The CEO said, as a public broadcaster, its role is broader compared to any other medium of communication. The government today said that around 14 lakh Ayushman Vyavandana cards have been created for senior citizens aged 70 years and above under Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana till the 25th of this month. The India Meteorological Department IMD has said that the deep depression over the southwest Bay of Bengal moved north-northwestward and intensified into a cyclonic storm, Fenjul. Star Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen have advanced to the semi-finals of the Sayed Modi International Super 300 Badminton Tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.